Welcome to the Young and Ambitious podcast, a podcast for ambitious young people who want to master their mindset, launch a business, and make their dream life. I'm your host, Nika Molini. I am the positivity boss and Gen Z's personal growth coach. I help young people get clear on their goals and design a life they love through working on their mindset and implementing successful personal growth strategies. Let's get right into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. Today, we have an exciting guest with us, who is Seppi from Ellis for Love. She is a personal development blogger, and we're really excited to have her here with us to talk about her journey and some of her best advice. So, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Awesome. So, can you start off by just telling us a little bit more about yourself and what you're doing?
So as Nika said, my name is Seppi. My blog is Ellis for Love. It's a personal development blog. I'm from Montreal. I started blogging seriously for about a year and a half now. I have a full-time job at the government as well. I have an interesting background in the sense that I went to school for many years because I had an idea for the career that I wanted. But then the last couple of years, I realized that that's not the path that I want to follow anymore. So now I'm working on my blog, which is really what my passion is, and I'm hoping to be able to do that full time soon.
All right, that's really exciting. So can you tell us a little bit more about your personal development journey and what got you started?
Yeah, so my journey had a few little phases. The first time I was actually ever introduced to personal development was by my husband, and this was 10 years ago. He had introduced me to Tony Robbins. And initially, I was very skeptical because I really wasn't familiar with anything related to personal development. And with a little bit of time, I warmed up to it. I was reading books, I was listening to podcasts, and we even went to a Tony Robbins Unleash the Power Within. So that was a wonderful experience. But beyond that, I wasn't very passionate about it. Now, 3-4 years ago, I was going through a really rough time in life, and that's when I decided to really immerse myself more in personal development and self-help. For me, it was where I was in my darkest time that I really needed something to turn towards to help me. And that's when I started seeing a shift and completely diving into personal development to learn as much as I could so I could make a shift in my life because I was having such a hard time. So that's generally speaking my journey. And I think that we all are on a personal development journey on a day-to-day basis, whether we are aware of it or not. I think I've just been hyper aware of it lately and it's been amazing.
Great. So can you tell us a little bit more about like what inspired you to start a blog?
So to give you a bit of context, I actually fell in love with the concept of blogging over 6 years ago. When I discovered blogs, I just was scouring the internet to find more to read and look at. And it wasn't specific to personal development. It was more fashion and beauty blogs. And I just loved it. When I decided to start my blog, my first blog, that was about 4 or 5 years ago. And then a second one about 3 years ago, but I stopped both because I wasn't really passionate about the topics that I was talking about. It's only been since last year when I relaunched my blog, Ellis for Love, with a clear vision and purpose that I feel passionate and excited about. So my blog is a blend of what I love doing, which is helping others by giving advice and being able to share with them what I've learned in my own personal development journey, while also connecting with others and sharing our experiences and sharing our life stories. I really wanted to create a safe and positive space for women where they could come feel empowered, inspired, and where they would be able to learn and to grow. So I've always played the role of advisor and kind of the resource person in my group of friends. And that's also just because I love helping others. That's part of my personality. And really what makes me the happiest is when someone feels inspired or empowered to make a change in their life because of something that I suggested or because of something that I did. So I learned a lot in my own personal development journey between going through depression and anxiety and just general life struggles. I have a lot that I learned, but that I also wanted to share. And the blog became the perfect platform for that. And I think at the end of the day, I've been so excited about the changes that I see, well, that I have seen and that I still see in myself, that I just want to share that with other women. I know what it's like to lack confidence. I know what it's like to feel frustrated, discouraged, to lack direction and purpose. And I know how scary and disheartening it can be to feel completely lost. So through my blog, I really want other women to feel empowered and inspired to make changes in their lives like I did, because I see the results now. And honestly, there's some days I'm still so amazed about how far I've come and how far I plan to go. So I want others to also feel proud of themselves and to just wake up excited about life.
I love that. That's what I also want to do. Like, that is definitely my goal as well with everything I'm doing.
A wonderful way to share and just, I don't know. I love helping others. So I think you understand me in that, but it's a big source of joy for sure.
Mm-hmm. So kind of digging a little deeper into that, like what are you seeing as the most common limiting beliefs that you see these women having? Like, what are the common topics that you write about that you see people struggling with?
A recurring struggle that I admit that I see, and that's not only in women, but also in myself, that I am on a constant basis trying to overcome, is the belief that we are not good enough, that we need to look a certain way or be a certain way or act a certain way or do something specific to be loved and appreciated more. And that's not only loved and appreciated more by from others, but it's also how we love and appreciate ourselves. And I think with social media especially, it's really easy to get caught up in the comparison game, where you start comparing your body, your outfit, your career, your lifestyle, your relationships with everything that you see online. And then you start feeling like you're not doing enough. You're not thin enough. You're not fashionable enough. You're not traveling enough. That you're not good enough. And with time, that honestly takes a really big toll on your confidence and feeling of self-worth. So to overcome that, I think there's a really multifaceted approach, because there's a number of issues that need to be addressed. I think the underlying issue with that limiting belief of not feeling good enough is a lack of self-love and not knowing your worth. And all of that is rooted in your mindset, your thoughts, and your beliefs. So to really know and understand to your core that you are good enough for that dream relationship or that dream job or that dream body, you must first work on your mindset, because that's the root of all your thoughts and beliefs, and that will affect your behavior, your emotions, your decisions, and that affect, like, if you think about it, that will affect the quality of your life and your day-to-day. So to shift your mindset and to be able to recognize that you are good enough, that you do have the skills and strengths and values that you bring to the table, not only for yourself, but also for your relationship, whether it's your friends or intimate relationships, you have to constantly be monitoring your inner dialogue. And what I like to call the inner bitch. So that inner bitch, that voice inside your head that's always second guessing you, questioning your every action, making you doubt yourself, making you look at yourself from a negative perspective. You have to bring awareness to your thoughts and your beliefs and start challenging them one by one and upgrading them. I think at the end of the day, personal growth happens in the mind first. And once you start building your mindset and your positive thoughts, you create a positive cycle, and things will slowly start falling into place. And that, I think, takes a lot of practice and takes time. But it first starts by being aware of what your limiting beliefs are. Because, you know, it's easy to say, okay, I feel like I'm not good enough, so I'm just going to repeat to myself, I am good enough, and just using that mantra. But that's not enough to actually shift that mindset. You have to pinpoint the limiting belief, and then you have to become aware of it on a day-to-day basis to see how it's coming up in your life, how it's affecting your life, and how it's manifesting in your thoughts and your actions.
Right. And what do you think are some good exercises that someone can do in order to kind of tackle those limiting beliefs, or just like, what are your favorite mindfulness exercises and tools?
When it comes to mindfulness, things like meditating is so basic, but it's so important. And meditation doesn't have to be sitting on your yoga mat for half an hour trying to quiet your mind. Yes, that's one way of doing it, and that's something that I try to do. But meditation or mindfulness, however you want to call it, is just awareness. It's being aware of your current state. It's being aware of your thoughts. It's being aware of your surroundings. So, for example, I love to go jogging, and sometimes I'll jog in the quiet just so I can be with myself. And that's one form of meditation. Or at the end of the day, when I come home from work, I sometimes just, I'm in the quiet. I'm doing my stuff. I'm unpacking my lunch bag. I'm washing the dishes. I'm folding the laundry. But I do this in the quiet just so I can be mindful of how I'm feeling. So that's a really important practice, I think, generally speaking. But once you're able to quiet the to-do list that have to do, the next to-do that you have on your list, and once you start being more mindful with yourself, you can start paying attention to the thoughts that are happening in the background, because it's always background noise that you're not necessarily aware of. So that's one aspect of it. Now, for a more concrete exercise, and I even did this a few days ago because I was struggling with some limiting beliefs about myself, and I did not want to sit with those negative thoughts anymore. But it's easy to just say, okay, let me just overcome them. No, sometimes you just need something concrete. So I literally sat down and wrote out my limiting belief about this specific topic. So this was about my body and my health goals. So I sat down and I journaled. I wrote down, what are my beliefs? What are the beliefs that are holding me back? What do I believe about myself? What do I believe I'm capable of? What do I believe I can and cannot do? So once I started enumerating those things, then you have to take them and shift them and make them more empowering. So it's even things like, I don't have the energy to go to the gym. That's a limiting belief because you're telling yourself you don't have the energy. So if you tell yourself, I feel tired, but I'm still going to go to the gym and see how I feel and then try and do my workout, you're empowering yourself more by allowing yourself the space to grow and try something different. So I think when it comes to limiting beliefs, I think journaling is a really great tool because you're taking your thoughts, you're putting them on paper, and then you can really, it's in front of you, and you can analyze them, assess them, determine whether they're useful, are they empowering, are they helping you in your goals or not. And if they're not, guess what? You need to get rid of them. You need to upgrade them. You need to change them. And it's not going to be done in one exercise. This is going to be a constant exercise that I keep on doing myself and that I can keep on reviewing. That's why I also like journaling, is I can go back and look at the previous times I've done the exercise to look at it and let it sink in more and more every time I do it.
Right. And I think you also do bullet journaling, right? So can you talk a little bit more about that and like how that has been helpful?
I mean, do you really want to get into bullet journaling? I love my bullet journal so much, and I could talk about it for hours. I love it because it's the perfect combination of using my creativity, but also fulfilling my deep down need to stay organized and just make endless lists. So I use my bullet journal to stay organized. Yes, I plan my week. I plan my workouts. I plan my meals for the week. I have my to-do list and then things I need to do for the blog. So it helps me stay on track with my business goals, my health goals, and just also life. And it allows me to make sure to schedule everything that I need to be doing and want to be doing. And keep in mind, I'll also schedule in downtime, or I'll schedule self-care in there. So that's part of my to-do list. Now, when it comes to personal development, that's also been a wonderful tool because I have a tracker for habits that I want to cultivate or emotions that I want to foster more on a day-to-day basis. So this helps me in my personal development journey because it helps me to stay on track with them. And when I look at because I try to look at my journal and my tracker at least once a day. So when I look at my trackers, I can see, okay, well, today I wasn't mindful enough. Okay, that's a reminder for tomorrow that I need to practice more mindfulness. Oh, today I wasn't grateful for the little things. Okay, reminder, tomorrow I'll have to be more grateful. So this also helps me adjust my strategy. For example, if I feel like, so I have a morning routine, and I've noticed with my tracker that on the weekends, I have been consistent with my morning routine. So when I look at my track and I see that, I'm like, okay, well, something's not working and I need to change my approach so on the weekend I can stick to that habit. So when you start seeing things on paper in my journal, I can start making that shift and adjust my strategy. And beyond the whole organization side, I also write down things like good memories, because I feel like that's really helped me develop my mindset of gratitude and abundance. And even last year, at the end of the year, I was able to look back every month and remember the small memories that actually count for so much. And it's little things that add up with time. Little things like appreciating having a night to myself, or having a really memorable date night with my husband, or a wonderful trip and we saw something. All those things add up to create a really positive mindset. Then obviously I'll have things for my goals, where I've written down all my goals for the year, and that helps me every month to look back and to remind myself, okay, so how am I doing on these goals and what am I going to focus on this month? And that helps me plan my weeks as well in terms of my goals and what I want to achieve. So I'm a big advocate of the bullet journal, obviously. And the thing that I like the most, I think, is that you can make it your own. You can do as much with it as you want or as little with it as you want. I've seen a lot of benefits from it, and it helps me stay on track with what I do, but it's also just a fun way to do it. I love drawing and I love you doing my calligraphy on it, so it's also a way to channel my creativity. But like I said, you can use any format that you want, really. It's just the general system, and it has general guidelines, but you do with it whatever you like.
I love that. I feel like I should start getting into that too.
You really should. It's so much fun. Me and my sister, when she lived in Montreal, we would, on Sundays, we would sit together and like do our bullet journal spreads for the week together. Like, it's fun. Uh-huh. It's a really fun tool. I love it a lot.
That is awesome. All right. The last question, which I ask everyone, is what advice would you give to your younger self?
To stop worrying about everything and everyone. And to be honest with you, that's an advice that I need to stamp on my forehead. Life will unfold as it should, and you are not responsible. You're only responsible for yourself. You're not responsible for anyone else. You can't control everything around you. You can't expect other people to behave a certain way. You have control only over yourself, and stop worrying about it. The more you work on yourself and you work on your personal development journey, the more confident you'll become with your choices. And I think that helps with realizing what you have and you don't have control over. And at the end of the day, you are really only responsible for you. And the more you work on yourself, the more positivity and change you can attract in your life.
Sorry, I lost the window for a second there. Yeah, no, I love that. That's definitely really great. Awesome. So thank you so much. That brings us to the end of our podcast. So where can people find you?
So my blog is ellisforlove.com, and that's the play on words for those of you who know a little bit of French. L-E-L-L-E means she in English, but L is for love. Anyway, I don't know if people get it, but so that's my blog. And my social media handle is Seppi for Love, all everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and it's Seppi, S-E-P-P-Y. So you can find me there. I've been trying to step up my Instagram game lately as well. So yeah, I'd love to connect with anyone who's interested.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. And if you're watching this, make sure to take a screenshot and tag both at Seppi is for Love or Seppi for Love and at The Positivity Boss. And we will see you all next time. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It really helps us get this out there and impacting more lives. Now, make sure to also take a screenshot and tag at Nika Moini and at The Positivity Boss on your podcast, and make sure to join the Young Bosses Collective Facebook group, where we have a community of young, ambitious people all supporting each other. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Bye.